Yeah, and then if you listen too, you know, you'll get the bug more too, because especially if you listen in the evening, and if you're ever up, you know, pushing toward midnight and stuff, you start hearing a bunch of stations from Europe, like loud and clear, and you're like, oh man, I wish I had my license so I could answer that and get a QSO with them.
Yeah, plus that'll make that a lot easier for me to go take that part of the test, you know. I go do thinking, okay, I know where this is at, I know where that's at, and kind of like, been there, done that. And then Sean worded it, okay, I got the t-shirt and the trophy, time to move on, but, you know, but I guess I don't have the t-shirt and the trophy, you know. And some of the other stuff, man, I got that rock solid, you know, that's just like, you know, the electronic stuff, things of that nature, piece of cake, you know, amps, volts, watts, all that stuff, yeah, that's basically a no-brainer, so, at least for me, you know, so... Everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, I took my mechanical contractor's test years ago, and the first time I took it, I failed it. I kept asking all these questions about kitchen. I knew nothing about kitchen hoods. It wasn't my repertoire. So I studied my butt off. Got in trouble there. Studied my butt off on the kitchen hood. Next time I took the test, not one question on a kitchen hood. So failed right through it.